people say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. I think I got that like right at the end. It's probably cute. Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Shout out to all of our sponsors, Drizzly, Derm Dude, Par Hopper Golf Apparel, Straight Hagger Thread Company, Nobles Networking. If I didn't mention you, it's because I'm drinking in Nashville doing shows again. Y'all know how it goes. And management company, Red Circle. Thank you. Put a little change in my pocket. Today, sitting at the table with me right now, I got Miss Kimberly Atwood, who we're here promoting, hanging out with. It's one of my faves up here, and Lee Tucker.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to hang out with me today, Kim. Kimberly. I think last time you told me not to call you Kim.
I did, but thank you. You quickly corrected yourself.
Yeah, I remember. Usually when a woman gets on to me, I try my best to remember so I don't get in trouble again. I have a very bad habit of getting fussed at by women, and I would rather just not.
You've had some naggers.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we're not
going to do this. I knew what Lee Tucker's thinking. Don't even show me the meme. I already know. I already know what you're about to show me.
It was South Park.
South Park. I already. Me and you just made eye contact.
South Park.
I already know. I'm so glad. Lee is a surprise to me today, being on this show. And I'm so
surprised he's here.
I'm so glad. Anytime there's a combo of you and Lee, everyone's going to have a hard time not laughing. That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's rare that we get to get together anymore. But when we do, we have a good time. Yeah, we're not going to make this about me and Lee today, though. Yeah. It's about you. So, you know. Thank you for coming and sharing your new music with me. I've got to hear the whole song. We're going to play a clip for y'all in a minute, just a clip. But when does it come out? And kind of tell me a little bit about it and all the listeners first before we play them the clip.
Yeah, the song's called Anything But You. It releases on March 23rd. So I'm really excited about it. It's a part of a project I've been working on since I moved to town. It seems like anyways. It's been a few years in the making that we've been working on this EP. This will be the second song I'm releasing from it. And yeah, the song is about, just a little context behind the song, it's about how forgetful I can be when it comes to daily things, as you'll hear when you listen to the song. Like, I don't have a hard time forgetting other things of importance. But when it comes to someone breaking my heart or being hurt by somebody and trying to put that person out of your mind, that's more difficult. That's kind of the general story of the song, and yeah, I'm just really excited for everyone to hear it. Thank you for having me on today.
Anytime. That song, I mean, like I said, I've heard it, but that's going to resonate with so many people, because it's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's that heartbreak don't ever damn leave you.
Yeah, I feel like you said, like, some people can relate. Almost everyone's been there at one point in their life, and...
I think I stay there.
Some people stay there, but yeah, I'm glad that it can hopefully resonate, that my pain can also be shared by others. Misery loves company.
So y'all check it out. I'm gonna play y'all a little clip of it right now. Here's Miss Kimberly Atwood with what's the name of it one more time for him?
Anything But You.
Try, I can't.
was awesome. That was really great.
Thank you, Lee.
Anytime you play something, you just got like this whole artist vibe. You got some people that are just like singers and shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you're just like an artist. I think that's what I dig about you so much. It's like everything I see from like your social media to just being around you, you're just like a fucking John Lennon type person to me. Like, you look like Dr. Seuss right now.
Way better than John Lennon.
Like a cute ass Dr. Seuss. I don't mean in a bad way. I don't mean like a fucking like bad.
In this thrift store sweater, thank you though.
Thrift store's cool.
When I came across this, I was like, how could anyone possibly give that up? Like, it's mine now.
I imagine. Thank you, though.
So, that's really nice of you. Thank you. That's a very, very elite company to be associated with. So, thank you.
Well, it's just some people. I guess you said you've been working on this project for like a while. I think you told me a little bit about it on our last show.
Yeah.
I really would like to see our. I'm trying to figure out how to word this because I know I'm stumbling over my words right now. That's part of a hangover, too. But you're one of the people that I just can't wait to see the next thing from or hear the next thing from or hear the next line from, you know? Like, because you know it's going to be better than the thing before. And I really like the fact that you've took your time with it, too. Like,
Thank you. You're not
going to put out anything that's, like, subpar, I guess.
My favorite thing is going to be art.
My favorite thing is watching
Kimberly's Instagrams and stuff where she's just sitting there late with a glass of whiskey and playing Keith Whitley or George Strait on her acoustic.
Oh yeah,
it's like my favorite shit. I'm like, that's some real shit.
Yeah, you won me over. You won me over with that with the first show.
Oh.
Yeah, with the Keith Whitley shit.
We went down a little bit of a rabbit hole, but you welcomed it. I was like, we're in good company here, and I know. I feel like while I get along with Lee so well is because he also, like, we were at a mutual party, like a friend's release show, and it was like a pre-hang early this year, maybe last year. It was a pre-hang where they just had music playing and you could request a song through the jukebox type thing. And Lee, I think it was me, Lee, and Dustin Herring, we just like grouped together and we're just geeking out about Keith Whitley or something, and they're like, what do you want to hear? And we're all like, Miami.
Yeah. Yes.
And I, for half the people there, we definitely killed their vibe.
Oh yeah.
But we had
us go get more whiskey.
we literally went and did a shot. But no, thank you so much. It is, I do consider it all, not to be the annoying artsy artist, but it is all art, and this project was so important to get it where we wanted it to be. You know, I think quality over quantity is so important, and so sitting on this, getting it right, and you know, there are times that we would revisit this and it would be like it's done, and my producer Misa Arriaga, who is really the mastermind behind, you know, this sound. And it was like, we do have a surprise guest entering the building, Miss Allie Colleen, a dear friend. yeah. This
soon
is her big debut.
Anybody sees this damn dog.
Nobody cares about the podcast, but you're
no,
here.
Allie, I saw that dog and I couldn't even
for
keep
those
it
who,
together.
Y'all can't see what is going on, but
it's Leroy.
It's Lee's.
It's mine.
Leroy.
Damn it, Leroy.
You bitch, if you don't take that dog everywhere with you, you're stupid. Just get like one of those backpacks that are see-through.
Yeah.
And just carry it everywhere.
Welcome.
What's up, Killa?
Bang, bang.
Welcome
bang, bang.
Thank you for being here. Allie definitely kind of likes... squeezed her morning schedule so she could hop on this, so I appreciate it.
Honestly, I'm just useless and really happy to be here, so thank you for having me on. You guys, how are you doing?
We're good. I don't know what the fuck was this saying. Leroy.
Leroy is the star, which is Lee Tucker's son, his new dog, which has stolen our hearts. But
the resemblance is just insane.
I know.
Adorable.
We're both short and chunky. We got good attitudes.
Aww.
We're ready.
Well, I want to stick both of you in my purse, so whatever that means to you.
Right.
You better have a big goddamn
purse. If that
purse.
Means, I feel like you should call the cops right now.
You're probably going to need a tote.
It's a tiny purse.
It's probably not going to go too far. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
I was rambling. Oh, I was just saying, back to the fact, the point you said about, you know, it taking a while. we kind of sat on it and let it develop. And my producer, Misa Arriaga, we'd get together kind of in the last stages, and we'd be like, he'd be like, this is it. This is the final mix. We're sending it off. We're like, we're it. And then he'd be like, and then he'd like pull out some weird instrument that out of like his closet. I don't even know where. He would like puff on a joint and then do something cool. And we're like, yes, how could this have ever been sent off without this? So that's kind of our process, which that I've grown.
Sounds like the best fucking process.
Which has been like cool, because it's like each mix, each time you're in the studio together, something new would come. Yeah. And you're like, that was just like the extra sparkle and the extra weirdness we needed. So yeah, I'm really excited about these songs. And it's been a long time coming, but I feel like timing isn't always what we think. Like, I feel like timing makes more sense now. I was so like, oh, I want to have this out 2 years ago, but I'm so glad we took our time on it.
Yeah, shit's not like, shit doesn't happen when we want it to. It doesn't make sense sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I've really started to wrap my head around the fact that there's too many people get tied up in getting to the destination and miss like the beautiful part of the journey of shit. I really dig the process now. There's too many times I've got to where I wanted to be and just it's kind of was bland when you got there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the struggle of shit. I've had more fun struggling or just learning the shit.
That's so true.
It's a lot of people, you go through college, you have more fun in college than you do when you finally get the fucking degree.
That's so true. And you get caught up, and they say every time you meet your destination, you're like, well, what's next?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's funny you said that. I've really this last year tried to look back and like start journaling more and just crossing off, like, so I can look back on little things that I've accomplished or like things my friends have accomplished that like 3-4 years ago we were like, we would be freaking out about, you know? So
yeah,
it's
no
like
shit.
You get to that moment and you're like, wow, like I've done this, and 2 years ago I didn't have this. And so it's like just really appreciating the ride and the journey. And that's like, that's the story of it. Yeah, the big accolades are cool and we all want those, but it's like the things you did building to get there.
Well, and sure. As a creative person, like coming out of what we've been in the last year and a half, mm-hmm. 2 years, what feels like 10, what feels like 5 seconds. There's not a single person that came out of 2020 and 2021 without literally a new perspective of life. Like, right, like we all grew in our own ways, especially in our isolations. And like, there's nobody who isn't seeing through a different lens. And like, for you to bring stories into this time,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And like, which is what you do. Like, you're a storyteller. Like, that is your thing. That is the only consistency of Kimberly Atwood, is like, I'm interested in the story from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, whatever she's talking about, I want to know. And there's nobody that came out of 2020 or 2021 that isn't absorbing music in that way, I hope. Right, like, as a creative person, I really hope that's what we're turning towards. So, yeah, God's like, yeah, Kimberly, really good idea to put this out 2 years ago. That was cute. We're putting it out now.
Yeah, he's like, I have other plans.
Yeah.
No, it's just hindsight, things make sense. And so, yeah, it's just been really cool to learn to appreciate that process instead of being like just so antsy all the time, because it's like, just sit on things, make things right. And timing is everything. And all that being said, like constantly in the process of this EP being finished and this song I'm about to put out, I'm just constantly creating and writing. I mean, my friend Allie Colleen, who's here, We just wrote a song that I'm like, I love that enough that I want it to be on my next project. So it's just cool to just constantly keep the wheels spinning.
I told you, Allie and me did a show like March of like last year or whatever, right? So she tells me about a song while we're doing the show. And she's like, I got this. Somehow we got on the topic of like sad songs or whatever. And she's like,
naturally.
I've got a song. Yeah. So she tells me.
We stay depressed.
I've got this sad ass song on my album. I'll send it to you. I have listened to that song 1,000 times, didn't know you at all. Come to find out you're friends with this asshole. And then he introduces me to you. And then on you, whenever in January when you're on the show, you're like, oh, I wrote this song with Allie. Oh, yeah. And then you tell me what fucking song you
I
wrote.
I remember you were like, wait,
and
right
I was
there.
Like, there's no way that you wrote this.
I think he was complimenting Playing House at the time. He was like, this is very sad and like validating whatever. And I go, bro.
You ain't heard sad.
If you think this is sad, you listen to this story. And again, tell me if she's 8 or if she's 12. Tell me how old she is. But yes.
We can agree to disagree.
You're such a good storyteller.
It was like full circle shit though for me though. Because it was like, you were sitting right there. And it's, I always look for little signs in life, like you're on the right road.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I was obsessed with that song. I really liked meeting Allie. And then you coming to do the show. It's like, okay, I'm on the right path in life because shit just keeps lining up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting the coolest fucking people. The show's doing great. Just everything's doing good in my life. Like, I just like those little fucking signs.
Yeah.
So, timing, like.
It's because this is the biggest small town in the world.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's true.
Fucking, yeah.
And you're the fucking mayor of it there.
I agree. Leah's the mayor. No, it's cool. It's just cool to even see this circle, the relationships individually and jointly.
I met Allie through Dustin Herring at scoreboard. That's where I met her. So.
Yes. I know that I have heard of the Josh Terry prior to this incident, but I met a very, very intoxicated Josh Terry at the Stockyards in Fort Worth, Texas.
That's where y'all met?
Via Carly Rogers.
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I didn't
you
even hear this story.
You were dancing with two other girls and calling them both the same name. It was great.
Shut up.
That's trouble. All
right. No, literally. No, I didn't know what had happened. Carly Rogers, I'm at Stockyards with Tyler Branch. Carly Rogers comes running. We didn't know they were there. And just completely by accident.
This is the first trip,
yeah,
right?
This is my
like
first
Tyler
trip
and
last
Kate.
Year. Yeah, that was last year. So we're at this bar. Carly Rogers and y'all walk in. Had no idea.
It was, of course, across from the drunken or lazy or stupid armadillo, whatever.
whatever.
I think the drunken armadillo.
The crazy, lazy, drunken armadillo. I like that
somehow,
way better.
Somehow, me and Carly lock eyes, but Tyler's over here. So we lock eyes, but then she sees Tyler. She runs right fucking past me and jumps into Tyler's arms. And then it's just like, oh, shit. Then we all hang out for a little bit, and I'm just drunk running my fucking mouth to people I don't know.
You always do that, though.
So. It
was
I like
Disneyland,
new friends.
But in Texas.
Yeah, I like making new friends. I don't. Yeah, it was weird. And then I probably just annoyed the shit out of everybody. Yeah,
no.
I do a pretty good job of that.
I doubt it.
I don't remember how I met Kimberly.
I think we were playing around together at Alley Taps. Downtown? Is that the one downtown?
I think that's exactly
we were on a round
was.
Together.
Yes,
I didn't know you.
One.
I didn't know you then, mm-hmm. But we were on stage together. And I remember Allie played her songs, and I was just like really impressed, like genuinely impressed, you know? I was like,
she was drunk.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was no. I really was impressed. I was like, I want to write with her, but you know, the Nashville annoyance of, you know, hey, we should write together. I didn't want to be
you're
that
right.
person,
it's either
100%
receptive, or everyone's like, yeah, send me, find me on socials, and you're like, I know what that means.
Yeah, I know what that means. cool. You'll go to my request folder, and I'll never see
let's
you.
Let's cancel a write sometime.
Yeah, let's cancel. Me, I just canceled.
I want that T-shirt really bad.
I do too.
I just canceled a write on Lee, but it's only because I have a studio session, or I wouldn't. But that's how we met was at that round.
I love that. A lot of good things that came from Allie Tapp. So I'm glad to know you're one of them.
Yes, I feel like Allie's been someone I've like stably written with. You know, I mean, like we've kept that, and I feel like we do well writing together. Lee and I have been friends for a while, but we just literally just got to write like a month ago. It's crazy how that happens sometimes. But
and
I love
Blaine
this song.
Was the third on that one.
And Blaine, I just connected with Blaine and didn't know he was kind of in this group. I met Blaine, like, literally,
so
I wrote with him, like, the day we played that podcast, and I...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
just met him, and I remember leaving that write and being like, I think I found another one of like my people writing wise, because he kind of lends himself to a little more of that traditional side, and we just like vibed on that. So it's just a funny circle.
Y'all all, do y'all find it easier to write with some people? Like, do you, I feel like y'all two just mesh really well. I don't see you and Lee meshing real well, but I just like writing style wise.
I don't know.
I
have no idea. I've written with a lot of people, so mm-hmm. I don't have a. I can write with anybody. I've written R&B songs. I've written rock songs. I don't have a.
Yeah, I feel like you're well versed. Yeah, like Lee comes across as this like country guy, which you kind of are.
Every fucking pit you can think of.
But you're such a music lover that you can place yourself in any room, for sure.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
As far as like Kimberly and I go, we've wrote with other people, I feel like, several times. But as far as like you and I go collectively, because most of our writes are spread out amongst mm-hmm. a couple. Like usually we do take our time because we talk a lot. And so like we're 3 for 3. I've mm-hmm. cut 2 and you've cut 1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we are 3 for 3. But like the writing process is always different. Like Well Enough Alone was a song we're referencing earlier where you and I just like dove into her and like who that story is about the little girl and like what she would have went through and what that catered to the hook and all those things, and we just talked about it and we wrote it mm-hmm. and then Feels Like, I feel like, was mainly a majority of you affirming my weird ass references for what love feels like and like really helping me shape that lyric wise and Double, you know, I feel like Carly had just much of a part in mm-hmm. and that kind of thing with us. But it's just like everything's so different as writers.
It is. Yeah, it's like Feels Like. Like, Well Enough Alone, we kind of formed that together. Like, I think I told you it took us like 4 writes. That's also what I like about Allie, is she's not like some people rush it. You know, the process. They're like, we have to finish today.
We didn't know if the whole song lived in this little girl's memory of her being 12 or mm-hmm. if there was 3 verses about 12, 24, and 47. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we couldn't figure it out, and we couldn't figure out who she was. And like, that's what we talked about for 4 separate writes.
We took our time with it.
Was that we're making up, mind you, as if we could be wrong.
Like, she is who we say she is.
Yeah.
But they always say you want what's best for the song. So if you look at every scenario, you figure like, this is way fucking better. And you get excited with it and you fucking run with what you mm-hmm. came up with.
Yeah. And sometimes that takes time. Sometimes it's not a simple 3 or 4 hour session, which I like. Sometimes I like to sit with things anyways and listen. And then I came in one day and she had Feels Like, this song that she's working on. And she had like, I can't take much credit on that song. She had the base of it, you know, but she was kind of like, what do you think about this reference or this reference? And I was just like, oh my gosh, yes, because they were all these individual like life references, like that you could automatically relate to, you know, and relate to love. And they were like almost weird things, and that's what
it's
liked,
such a
because they
as
weren't
a writer,
so
to basically be like, hey, these are my thoughts, I need a brain in the room to affirm or deny if it makes sense what I'm saying, but I don't really want help writing it. You know what I mean? Like, as writers,
I just
we all
need
feel
the
that
patches.
Feel, and, like, to know who you can call into the room to do that, to me, is such a big deal. And, like, knowing that I can call Kimberly for, hey, I don't even know what the melody is. This is the hook that I have. Versus, will you sit with hear me? Like, sit with me. And, like, just shake your head or yes or no. Mm. That's all I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, that's such a big thing that, like, she brings to the table with, like, our rights. And,
I think that's
and
what Dustin Heron does for me. Yeah. He used to say, like, all I got to do is go get drunk with Lee and then let him talk. And we write a fucking song. And, like, we just edit later. It's fine.
Yeah.
So usually that's how.
No, Dustin's great at that with me, too. Sometimes I've been stuck on a thing. Yeah. And he'll be, like, real quiet over there. And all of a sudden he'll have, like, worked. I feel like he's such a word person.
Yeah, he is.
Or he can, like, form
he'll go,
it.
How about this?
The thought. And I'll be like,
it's like
how did I not
form
think
of anything last time?
Yeah.
And then this that the third song that we're kind of that I'm looking at for this, you know, going forward, I took to Allie and Carly Rogers, and they just like it was the same thing. I kind of had this bass and I knew what I wanted it to be, but I didn't know how to tie it together. And sometimes you just need help with that. You're like, I just need someone to like else to see this.
It was a cool day because like Carly's light bulb lit up and my light bulb lit up and we were both excited and we were both on like opposite sides of the field, you know? So like to have that much ground to cover in a story, like possibility wise, especially if you can achieve the whole field, like that's really cool. And I do think that we were pretty close to that.
Yeah. I agree. Awesome.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah. That'll be in 2032.
Cool. I hope just I'm still kidding. Here.
I'm actually
getting old.
I probably will be. I'm trying to pull that Keith Whitley shit probably it feels like right now. I got to chill the fuck out.
God rest his soul.
That's why half of me is like glad
you
I don't live up here.
Handcuff yourself to Woodrow.
God almighty.
I'm just kidding.
I've had too much fun up here.
Woodrow's his best amp.
I'm already struggling as it is. Fuck. Let's take pictures. We'll give him a minute.
I love it.
So y'all are on video too. I just
oh, we're on video now too.
Flash, give it away.
Yeah,
memories.
There we go.
Also, I just want to say, I don't know if your listeners can hear, but I appreciate the playlist very much.
I just got it on George. Okay. I just got it shuffled.
That's all you
got
to do for Kimberly. Yeah.
Yeah, either George. Well, we figured it out last time whenever we started doing the. Are you working tomorrow?
No.
Tomorrow's a Sunday. Bro.
I'm not. The restaurant I work at is closed.
Okay. So you remember how we started off the last show when I was here, the last night that I was in Nashville? Mm-hmm. So we got so many really good reviews to where we had talked about what it's like for y'all as artists that sometimes you just forget what it's like to cut loose and have fun.
That was so fun.
That was a good time, right? So we're going to do that tomorrow night. I decided to stay an extra night, and we're going to do that tomorrow night.
Really?
So, Trey Landon.
So, really, it's what are you doing on Monday is what he's asking.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to be hungover on Monday, yeah. So
I might have to slide on in
your
here.
Your mindset was totally like, I ain't got nothing tomorrow. What are we doing right now?
And you're like, you're looking at it wrong.
Yeah. Because who all is Justin Andrews, because he hasn't been on the show yet. Mm. Trey Landon.
Blankham.
Blaine's probably going to be here.
Dustin.
Dustin's going to be here.
Cool. I'll be here.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe. So
Lee sold it for me. If Lee's here, I'm here.
Yeah. Everybody's liked hearing y'all cut loose and have fun. Because the idea of doing this when you do it with artists, besides for just getting to hear some of your music, is them actually getting to know you. Like, I tried to explain this to folks all the time. It's even if you come out with a song or have a fuck up on social media or something, like, you want them to be invested in you. You want them to love you. Like, so even if something's just not up to par sometimes, not everything you do is going to be perfect and you're going to make mistakes. You want them to love you.
Right.
You want them to like you for whatever reason. And the way you do that is let them figure you out besides for just a regular ass interview. This show is supposed to be like you're sitting at a bar drinking, hanging out with your friends, talking shit, talking about life.
Yeah.
And when we did those last shows when we were here, and y'all just started playing your favorite songs instead of actually playing your songs, and we started just bullshitting and talking. Whenever y'all did Everything That Glitters Isn't Gold, and I had never...
Oh, that's so good.
That's the first time I've ever been shocked on my own damn show, pretty much. Because I'd never heard the song. I don't know how I've gone my whole life and never heard that damn song. But all of y'all harmonizing and singing it together...
That was a special moment, and that's what I like about your show. I know that was like... That was my first time being on your show that week, and then you invited me back for the Sunday hang, and it was, it felt like vacation for like a few hours. Like, I didn't have, we didn't have any other worries, or we weren't there. Like, obviously you want to be professional, but we weren't there feeling like we had to be like,
was that you or Brianne that were singing harmonies on Little Rock?
I think we both were, but we both were singing harmonies, but Brianne was hitting this run at the end that I was, that was blowing my mind. I
listened to that so many times. He sent me all the tracks on it. That was so good. Listen to Little Rock with that harmony.
She hits one at the end of Everything That Glitters.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shit.
Yeah.
I've called her 8 times since I've been here, and she keeps texting me back. I think she's mad at me.
Aww.
She's not. She's
probably
working.
Scared of
you. No,
she'll come around.
No, she drunk texts me just as much as I drunk text her.
She's
like my fucking favorite person.
I think
I love her.
I think Brianne might have drunk text me the other day. What is it? That just reminds me.
Y'all the way she does me, because she is fucking amazing.
She just sent me this photo of Keith Whitley and said, and said, I found one. And I just love it. It was this, but she said I found one.
With no context?
With no context, just the crying face.
I wonder if it was a vinyl that she's been looking for or something.
Maybe, and I'm just like, I don't need to say anything. All has been said. And that is going to be my screensaver now.
But Yeah, I just want folks to get to know some of y'all the way that I get to. I mean, it's because of Lee and Dustin and everybody that I even get to sit down and talk with most of y'all. And even though I worked in radio, I didn't have a relationship with folks like this back then. Like, I got it now because I get to come over and spend time with people and run my fucking mouth and just get to...
This is way more fun than that radio station.
It is way more fun.
I think you're such a good host, though. Because you
when
equally...
I'm not hungover right now, I feel like I am blowing the shit out of this. My brain, is, my shit's not connected right
We're
now.
We're just hanging out, man.
No, yeah, it's not doing good right now.
Allie's like, Allie's like not impressed. But...
See, I'm glad that she's not lying, you pieces of shit. I know what's going on over here.
Allie's like, I can't believe I'm wasting my time.
Did I get out of my recliner for this?
My shit is not over here.
Leroy's here. And my day was made when I walked in this door. Everything else has been a bonus since then, and a bonus it has been.
My shit is not firing. Over here. I'm just on trying to drink.
I think you're doing
quicker.
Great. You know what? I have to wait tables after this and should do the question is do I quit my job? So I can hang out with you guys.
You should.
And then I beg for it back.
Can you be
the
sick
next
tonight?
Shift?
I think
can I just happen to be sick after I text my boss that I
what
might
if
be
you
late?
Show up so drunk that they have to ask you to go home.
That's called fired.
Yeah.
Then you don't get to quit.
Nah.
You should. You should probably just say, and then just let's do like some bad shit.
I'm going to be a starving musician.
Drink way too much.
Yes.
A lot of Keith Whitley, a lot of music, a lot of drinking. I said
all the ingredients
twice.
To be successful.
Did I say drinking or Keith Whitley
music.
Twice?
I don't know about successful, know. But definitely
it's true.
To write
country music. That's all you need.
All right. I'm not going to drink with you. I don't know.
Come on. He doesn't drink it with me anymore. Lee will not drink with me anymore.
I don't hardly drink
he
anymore.
He hesitated
That's okay.
for
you
2.5
can still go,
seconds and then said that he
go
was
have
in.
A Come drink
on.
Or two. Just hang with your friend who's
not,
only here a short time.
None of
I'm
my
fixing
I'm
to be
not
Georgia
the friend you casually drink with.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That you don't casually drink with.
And at my age,
I know that I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that if you're going out drinking with me, look at Dustin Herring yesterday. He literally said when we got, he texted me this morning and said, we're not good for each other.
Like, he broke up.
Break,
he broke up with
you.
You.
He's then he texted me a while ago and he's like, so what time are we going out tonight? We were around some girls.
He sent one of those to the wrong person.
Yeah. Probably.
That's hilarious.
I bit my shoulder. We were around some people yesterday. He won't take shots from me. He will not. So the people we were around, I kept getting a girl. It was a bachelorette party. And these girls that we were around, I kept getting one of them that was kind of flirting with him. I kept buying shots for him, but getting her to give him the shot. And he thought
That's
she
ornery.
Was by.
What? That's ornery.
It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Then his ass ended up getting on stage and playing a set or playing a couple songs while Blaine was supposed to be doing it. He won't take them from me, but I knew if a pretty girl was like, here, Mr. Heron, you want a shot, big boy?
He can't deny.
He couldn't say no to her.
You cannot give him, like, real alcohol. Give him Coors Light. All
boy,
day.
Oh, you can.
Dude, we went down there to Key West, I think it was 2 years ago.
That may have been where I met Dustin.
I was staying with Priscilla
I remember,
in the band house.
I remember precisely.
Yes, I was there. And anyway, so I've been there, like, I don't know, the past 5 years.
Are all y'all
years.
Going this year?
I'm going this year for the first time.
I'm actually not going this year.
It's amazing. So Dustin, like I know
luck.
The people
Thank
and
you. I'm nervous.
They were playing at the Cowboy Bills or whatever, I think that's it. So we get on the side of the stage and it's like an open stage. There's no like curtains or anything up there. It's a fucking bar. And me and I know the guy, like the manager dude and the sound and everything, and we're just hanging out on the side of the stage and Frankie Ballard's up there. And Dustin, he looked pretty drunk. The dude's like, he all right? And I was like, yeah, I'll take care of him. Fucking 10 minutes later, Dustin's head's like plastered against the wall and he is passed out standing up with his head against the fucking beam. And they're like, you gotta get him out of here. I was like, why? He ain't causing no problems. He's asleep.
He's asleep.
Yeah.
He was sitting right here on the couch last night. We brought him back here. Then we were calling the Uber and we was like, hey, we're fixing to go out after we just dropped somebody's car off. And he's like, I'm ready to go. Eyes closed. But boy, he was ready.
I'm ready.
He was ready. We ended up just having to walk outside and like, hey, we'll be right back. And just left him. Like, we were scared that he was actually going to get in the Uber.
You don't want that in your life, do
you? No.
You couldn't have that on your hands.
I was not going to.
No.
No,
I took him to Red Door one time.
I would have rather lied to him.
I took him to Red Door like that one time. He wasn't even that bad at that point. He just got, I don't know what was wrong with him. He was like, all these fucking people and spit in the middle of the floor. Goddamn big old water backer juice right in the middle of Red Door.
Look, if anybody's going
like,
to be.
He's got to go. And he's like, I was fucking leaving this shithole anyway. Like, he was just mad.
If anybody's going to be the child and need a babysitter, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't.
No, you ain't that bad.
I never get out of hand like that.
Dustin, if you ever hear this, I love you, my man. I don't know about everyone else in this room, but I wanted to save my soul
him.
Real quick.
He's the only one that'll drink like Blaine will. Blaine will drink like that with me.
Really? I'm a new friend to Blaine, so I haven't seen drunk Blaine.
Blaine made me stay. Justin Andrews did it to me on Thursday. Blaine did it to me on whatever,
Friday?
Whatever night. I don't even
last
know.
Night?
I've been here a couple
Friday
too many days
night?
Already.
You've been here 2 days.
I've been here. Fuck, I don't know.
You got here Wednesday night, crashed on my couch.
So Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. It's
Saturday. Friday, today, Saturday.
Holy shit.
I saw you on Thursday. I just didn't say nothing to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
she
it.
She admits.
She's I like, knew she hated me.
That's like me.
Because he's wearing a skirt.
I was going to find my brother, and last I heard, he was laying on the street in front of the Baked Bear. So I had to. I was. I
she was on a mission.
Things going on.
That goddamn division will get you every time.
What is the Baked Bear?
Well, the Baked Bear is just this wonderful place that you can get like ice
sandwiches.
Cream and stuff next to it. But I think he went next door and spent some time there before he went to the bakery.
Probably.
He just
across
ended
the street
up there.
From Red Door, basically.
Oh, okay.
You can get a cowboy cookie, a scoop of ice cream, and a brownie, like a sandwich for
yeah.
like nothing.
Yeah, you get like a peanut butter cookie.
And if
and
you don't know what a cowboy
whatever,
cookie is,
yeah.
it's
I
every
don't.
Kind of cookie you want. It's like oatmeal raisin with peanut butter and chocolate
yeah,
chips
it's like,
and,
yeah.
and
gourmet cookies.
And Climax and everything.
All kinds
yeah,
of ice cream.
The same
and
one.
Mix and match them and make this badass
that
sandwich.
That sounds like the perfectest thing after
that
a
that sounds
big
like
ass
diabetes.
With a, baddie, with a daddy's
yes.
dog.
Yeah, that sounds
with a daddy's right. dog
daddy's
to top
dog.
It off.
That's what
dog.
I need.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Have
right
you ever
now.
Had one? A daddy's edible? Dog? No, a daddy's
this
dog.
This episode is now sponsored by Planet Fitness and Baked Bear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely not Planet Fitness.
I thought he wanted a daddy's dog. He meant he wanted an edible.
I thought he was talking about edibles.
I was talking about damn daddy's dogs.
That's how I remember our
that's
night.
Daddy's dog
about
right
ice cream
there.
Sandwiches.
I was talking about drugs.
And now I'm just hungry, so thank you.
Yeah, right. You got the puppy in your hand.
She's got dessert. I got dinner. He's got drugs. Kimberly's got a puppy.
I'm in love with your dog.
Me too.
Please.
Yeah, Kimberly has serotonin over
sweetie
here, and we
thing.
All have vices. So we're yeah. on. Everyone.
We yeah. You know what? I think that's good for this one since we just really wanted to promote your song. When it's coming out this week?
Yeah, it releases on March 23rd. So yeah, keep your ears. And I would very much appreciate if you would go and do all the things, the pre-saves and whatnots. You know, I really hate that part of artistry, having to self-promote. But yeah, the song's called Anything But You. You can find it. I mean, it'll be on Spotify, iTunes, everything of the sort.
What's your Instagram and your TikTok and all that stuff? If we're going to self-promote,
yeah.
Let's self-promote.
All right. We're doing the thing. My Instagram is at Kimberly Atwood Official. And my Facebook is just Kimberly Atwood. You will see a very colorful long sleeve shirt. It was a sweater. I had to change the sweater to my beach attire because the photo was on a beach. And it's
I don't
a
know
long
why you're selling your social sort. She lives in a van for the most part, and it's rad. And she posts cool reels from it, and she has amazing music. And you can check her out on anywhere that you listen to music, Spotify, Amazon, and iTunes. And this new song coming out on Wednesday. If you don't have it before Wednesday, then you're stupid. Have a good day, you guys.
That's why I brought Allie. You
I was
know?
Actually going to yeah. tell Allie drop hers too. Drop
yeah,
her
I was
social.
Be like,
yeah.
Do you have anything coming out?
Yeah. Kimberly Atwood will be possibly, maybe if she's not, this would be embarrassing, coming out with a song called Double that I'm a writer on.
Yes.
My name is Allie Colleen. I have Kimberly Atwood cuts called Well Enough Alone and Feels Like will be coming out this year. Thank you guys for having me.
You're very yes. welcome. And Lee Tucker?
Yep. These fuckers know where to find me.
No, fuck it then.
Lee
thank
Tucker
y'all
music.
For listening to this shit I'm show. I'm going to go get drunk or something so I'll fucking do better. And we'll do some more shows while we're here. Love you guys.
Mean it.